Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
I'm feeling the vibe tonight. I'm in a band. Robbie Robertson, Rick Danko, Levon Helm, and the other two members of the band. Kind of vibe. 03444991000, the Late Night Alternative. I'm Ian Lee. Who are you, lady?
Catherine Boyle.
Yeah, tis it. This is a show unlike any other phone-in show, dear listener. It's a safe place on the radio. I have one question for you this evening. One question. Who do you love? That's not the question. The question is, right, it dawned on me, bit of controversy around Eamon Holmes, okay? And I don't want to dwell on that too much. I like Eamon. He's very, very nice to me. Always been very, very nice to me. But he said some bits and pieces about Meghan Markle that I completely and strongly disagree with. I think they're actually... It was mean. It was mean what was said there. That's by the by, right? That's by the by. And that's doing the rounds, and there you go. But the thing that it dawned on me that I don't... He said something in that little thing that I was thinking, I don't actually know what it means.
Go on.
I don't, and he uses it in the wrong context, mm-hmm. which made me think, oh, but that's definitely wrong, but I don't know what that means. And I think it is bandied around all the time to the point where it's pretty much lost its meaning. So I want to try and bring it back, find out what its meaning is, and stick with it, right? I don't really know what woke means. I don't really know. I have a vague idea. I have a vague idea that it means, well, in my head, it just means that you have empathy for minorities? Is that it?
I think originally it was about becoming aware
of
things that were wrong.
I'm gonna hammer this. I need more specifics.
So you were woke. You know, you'd woken from your slumber.
Aware of things that were wrong. I don't know what that means.
So you were woke. So you were aware that...
I'm not being deliberately obtuse.
No,
I want to hammer this because
no,
I want to know
the original.
It.
The original...
Yes. Well, the original thing means wake up.
Yeah, to have... No, but the provenance is that you were woke in terms of you were aware, you were alert, you had...
About what?
The slumber that people are in... of no.
This isn't helping.
No, but the unconscious prejudices that people have.
So it's about being aware of prejudice.
Being suddenly able to say, hang on a minute, I was wrong about that. This is the way we should be going.
About what? I was wrong about that. About what?
Well, all of society's unconscious and ingrained prejudices.
All the prejudices.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
The things that have become...
No, it sounds right. I'm not arguing.
Things that
have
become absolutely standard and you never questioned before.
But, so, okay. So woke means you are aware of all prejudice, I think is the plural of it, it's Latin. You're aware of all prejudices.
No, you are aware that... that there are prejudices that are ingrained and you are alert to the fact that perhaps what's gone before isn't right.
And you don't, so therefore you don't act on those prejudices anymore, you act to the contrary.
You're woke all of a sudden.
For example, like homophobia, transphobia.
all that stuff, all the phobias.
All the phobias.
The
arachnophobia. So not all the phobias.
Really, you're going to equate the two?
No,
are you?
I'm trying to be. Well, I just think spiders. You know, I am not an arachnophobe anymore. I used to be, and then I was woke. No, I'm going to be pedantic, simply because I really want to nail this down for me, just for me. And this may help you, dear listener, if you want to call in 0344-499-1000, because I see it getting bandied around, and Eamon definitely used it in the wrong context. I think it was, you know, it's just a word that kind of hangs around in the heads of people. And they throw it out.
Well, it's kind become of an as
a
insult
weapon.
Now.
It's become an insult,
like
a weapon.
A
yes.
Social justice warrior,
yeah.
Or a do-gooder.
Do-gooder. Do-gooder is always, I mean, the moment that doing good became a bad thing, I've always found that very confusing. So let me get this right. I'm going to try and tell you what it is then. So woke is being aware of all prejudices and acting... hang on. Woke is being aware of all prejudices and not acting on those prejudices. In fact, on the contrary...
Trying to be better.
It's as simple
as
that.
That's the way I see it, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to put it out there because that sounds about right to me. I don't know. I'm not being deliberately obtuse. You know, sometimes you kind of say things and you... So don't really know what you're saying, but other people are saying. I know that woke. Well, I was going to, and here we go. I was going to say I know that being woke is a good thing, but actually, to a lot of people, it's a bad thing. It's a pretentious thing. It's a nonsense thing. It's a dangerous thing.
Only because it's being used now to belittle people who. Because I think that a lot of people are secretly quite afraid of the cancelled culture.
Oh,
and I think that being woke is now bound up with all that.
I remember when we used to do this radio show in English. I'm a dinosaur. Listen, I've said this before. I am totally a dinosaur, but I'm one of the few dinosaurs that's willing to learn. I don't want to go extinct. Hey, you know they think that dinosaurs died out before the meteor hit the... they think there was like a dinosaur virus
right. That
went round and killed all the dinosaurs. And you know this, but I don't think our listener does. Dinosaurs had feathers.
Yeah, I've heard that. And they weren't necessarily all green and, like, mud-coloured.
What is that about? 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. I think... So, but woke is used in the same way by people that could be called gammon, the slightly right-wing, slightly or extremely right-wing reactionaries who often make money through belittling minorities. Woke is used in a similar way that snowflake is used to indicate... Well, snowflake, to me, kind of indicates an effeminacy. Is that the word? Effeminacy.
Mm.
It doesn't sound like a word.
It is.
In the same way, I'm going to say...
Because being feminine obviously means weakness.
In that context, not to me, in that context. In the same way, snowflake, to me, feels like a replacement for, oh, you're so gay. Do you know what I mean? When gay was used as an insult, still is, but when gay was used as an insult for being effeminate, for being...
Soft,
for being sensitive, is perhaps a friendlier way of putting it. And so snowflake... Oh, you're such a snowflake. It's like, oh, you're such a gaylord to me. Sorry, I won't say that again because I know that will have offended some people. I don't mean it to be offensive. That's how I interpret snowflake now.
It's all bound up with all that kind of pseudo-alpha language, like calling people cucks and stuff.
She said cucks, but the accent. And you frowned a bit there when I said effeminacy is an insult, but we know that that is an insult, you girly swat.
Yeah.
That's the Prime Minister of this country has bandied, you know, an old school insult to somebody, a girly swat, implying that being feminine is a weakness.
Is misogyny showing.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, there are people who will hear that and rather than go, oh, God, yeah, actually, I can see why that might be the case.
Yeah.
People who don't like to be corrected, people who've already got their views quite firmly ingrained and are absolutely sure they're right, and don't hear someone else who is affected by it telling them that it's affecting them as something that maybe should lead to a modification of their behaviour or language.
Yeah.
And instead they'll go, ah, I'm going to put them all in this bin entitled woke.
I don't worry. We're going to do the fun stuff in a bit. It's just been puzzling me a bit. No, it's not been puzzling me. It just occurred to me today. I think I was probably about 70% right, 65-70% right. But it occurred to me with the word being used, particularly in that context with Eamon, that I wasn't completely sure. I'll take this off for a second. I'll come to you in a minute, Alan. I wasn't completely sure.
Don't you think it comes to something, though, when this language is being thrown around by people who are grown-ups?
Yeah. Oh, I think it's awful. All right, here we go. 03444991000. Don't worry, we're going to do the silly fun stuff as well, but I just want to kick some ideas around. I think the press in the last 48 hours, I have been embarrassed to work in this industry, radio, yeah. And broadcast. I've been embarrassed. I've been actually really depressed today thinking about some of the vile bullying that has been directed towards a woman of colour, a very wealthy woman of colour. I know, you know, I don't say she's completely hard done by, but some that have been directed towards a woman of colour and a former soldier that is quite possibly suffering from PTSD, but certainly has had a unique life. No one, not even his brother, would know what he has been through, right? Mm. The bullying, the belittling, in some instances, the covert, coded racism, the sneering and the mocking.
And I would also say overt misogyny.
Yes. Oh, God, yes.
Because yeah. He's doing something now people don't approve of. Whereas
it's her fault.
It's got to be her fault.
Yeah, it's her fault.
Despite the fact he's a grown man who has grown up in a situation of extreme privilege. I doubt he's been said no to very often.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, what, now that he's doing something you don't approve of, which isn't quite the Larry or good old boys sort of thing that you thought was a bit of fun back in the day, now you're doing something that people don't approve of, they're suggesting it must be her.
I've been embarrassed to be a broadcaster today, hearing so many voices on this radio station, on other radio stations, on television, bullying a woman of colour and a bloke who are trying to do the best for their kids. I've been embarrassed to be part of this industry, and I got really depressed to the point where I was thinking, do you know what, I don't know if I can carry on working in this industry. If this is the tone, if this is where we are at. And I think a lot of it is ill thought out and ill conceived and not thought out. I think Eamon's comments, I like Eamon a lot, right? I like Eamon a lot. I don't know him very well, but he's always been lovely to me. I'd not seen the whole clip. I feel those comments were kind of thrown out without much thought being given to it. I might be wrong. Some of the other thoughts from other commentators have definitely been thought out. I mean, the Gibbon that presents Good Morning Britain does it because he will make a lot of money of it. I suspect he was snubbed by Meghan Markle at some point in his life. I think it's really horrible. And I'm surprised. And some of the callers to James's show, I was disgusted by them. I'm really surprised that more people in my position, in our position, Catherine, that more people aren't standing up and going, what the hell are you doing? What do you want? Do you want one of them dead? Is that what you want? Because that's what happened to his mum. We hounded her to her death. We, the press and the British public, hounded her to her death. You know, do you want that again? Because I can see that happening, whether it be, you know, and maybe not in a high-speed car chase, maybe a suicide. We just don't know what state they're in. And I'm surprised that more people aren't coming out and saying, hey, shut up, what's it got to do with you? Quite often it's white men in their 50s having a pop, but more people aren't coming out and saying, shut up, what on earth has it got to do with you? Just leave them alone. All right, there's issues about tax and come on, man.
They'll work it out. No one's got more eyes on them than they have.
The whole show isn't going to be about this, but I just had to throw it out there because I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed by this industry. And I really thought, you know, for this and other reasons, I thought, do you know what? I'm going to jack it in. That call last night from the teacher, was it Joe? The teacher that was struggling, and so he just kicked off for 6 months. And that's been playing on my mind a lot. And I'm thinking, I've got a few quid in the bank. I've been saving. I could do that. I could disappear for a few months. The problem in this business is, as well, you get forgotten. But then I kind of thought, well, I suppose while we're still here, we have to be the other side. It's up to us, unfortunately, to be the other side that says everybody calling these people out and doing it in a personal way. Yeah, you can argue about constitutions. You can argue about the protocol of the monarchy. You can discuss the tax implications. That's fine. I do think that's fine. But the personal, nasty, racist in some instances, not all of them, attacks embarrass me and embarrass this industry.
I think some people are just using it as an excuse to be nasty.
Some people are using it as an excuse to be nasty. Some people are using it to get likes. Some people will be getting paid a nice hefty bonus for it. Ay, 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 ay.
If you're one of those people, though, who can't help themselves but go online and spout that kind of stuff, and it's not going to change anything, you're not going to change the world, Meghan and Harry aren't going to read your thing and go, oh, actually, that's a fair point, and I am an idiot. It's not going to change the world. Ask yourself what that does for you.
On the other side of the coin, can we complete the entire diary, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, January, February, etc., using just songs? We can't have Calendar Girl. That would be cheating.
Uh-huh,
okay, that's the only one that is out. I start off with Blue Monday by Fats Domino. 0344 499 1000, The Late Night Alternative, Kathleen Ian on Talk Radio.
We are Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Gatford.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening. Welcome.
Ladies
welcome.
And gentlemen. This woke thing.
Yes.
I'm very interested by this because I too have, I don't think, a great idea of what it actually means. And the reason is, I kind of thought, do you remember as a young, and maybe more talking to you, Ian, because this might be more in your warehouse, when you found out wrestling was fake?
Yes.
And you were different.
You became woke.
Because you were, yeah.
I like that!
Someone explained it like, that's being woke.
Yeah.
And but, I understood it as that. Now, I might be wrong.
Well, hang on a minute. So if we then apply that to life,
yep.
What, the woke then would be that everything is fake and that we're living in the Matrix.
Wouldn't it? I don't know, but everything isn't quite as you see it.
Mm.
Kath, am I wrong?
That's the way
you
I think
seem
of it.
To have a...
that somehow that the world has been wrong about a lot of stuff and now you're alive to that fact.
But
there's also, yeah. Now there's an implication. When people use woke as a pejorative, they're suggesting that you're a hypocrite and
but
actually you're not all into all that
hang
stuff.
Hang on. By the way, if your phone number ends 1358, instead of sending in snarky little texts, which I can block, why don't you phone up? Why don't you grow a pair, snowflake cuck? But are you saying that things aren't as you thought they were in terms of conspiracy theories? Because that's what that feels like to me.
No, and but like the patriarchy, like Me Too, like things where if you're not involved in it, your understanding isn't as it should be. And that by being woke, you suddenly have that understanding of what it might be to walk a mile in their shoes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is that closer? Because I don't really know, because as you mentioned, I'm a white middle-class man and life's pretty good. And so
yeah, but you're
really
aware that that's
the struggles.
You're aware then of, that you don't understand the struggles, and that is something.
Yeah. Is that being partly woke? Is that being like half
can
asleep?
I also ask Kath what pejorative means, because I'm afraid to say I don't know.
Pejorative, well, used like in a, as in a negative sense.
By the way,
used
well,
to insult.
Well done, Gatford, because the number of conversations I've been in where like someone said a word, and I'm like, yeah. Yeah, and I'm thinking, I haven't got a clue what that means. I learnt that when I was at Three Counties with you. I learnt that. Someone said something in an interview. I don't remember what it was. I don't think it was a word. It was just they said something. And I had a really great question lined up. And I went, I'm really sorry. I don't know what that means. Could you explain that again in layman's terms? Treat me like an idiot. And I have found that is the most freeing thing I've ever learned. When someone says something I don't understand, whether it's a word or a sentence or a description, for me to go, I'm really sorry. Can you rephrase that? Because I don't understand what you're saying there. My God, that's freeing.
And what makes you feel good is when, as Kath just demonstrated, she does know what it means and it's okay to ask.
It's okay to ask. And anyone that... My initial reaction...
And now I understand it.
My initial reaction, and I'm really working on myself, was I was going to snort with derision at you for asking. And I managed... No, I was. And I managed to hold that snort down because I thought... That's a brave thing he's just done there.
But how do you think I found out what it meant? Everyone has to find out what stuff means.
You and made you know love to a dictionary when you were 17 years old.
But also, you know what I'm like. If something happens that I don't understand, I immediately look it up.
Yeah, yeah. Nice one, Gatford. Thank you very much indeed. Evening, Alana.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Kath.
Hello.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow because there's a new god in town.
There's a new god in town. I'm afraid, Alan, I don't know what you mean. You're going to have to tell me more.
I'm talking about Ken Jeong from The Masked Singer.
Okay.
He is a god.
What? Paul, you've never seen the guy before. He's
in The Hangover.
He's in Community. He's in loads of movies. He's a movie star.
I saw him in The Hangover when he was weaving his little todger about.
And by the way, The Hangover is not a film that stands the test of time particularly well.
And I read
it is not woke.
About him in my phone, and I loved him all. I didn't know he was an actual doctor.
Yeah, he's a doctor. He gave up medicine to do what he's doing now. I don't need to finish that sentence, yes.
But he's still got his medical licence.
Yeah.
He still has to fall back on his career.
Yeah. All right, let's do this then. We are going to play famous actors stroke comedians who are qualified doctors. Alan, you go first.
Ken Jeong.
Okay. I will go Graham Chapman.
Harry Hill.
Whit Mayo.
A doctor?
He played a doctor in The Young Ones.
Thank you very much, Alan. He didn't play a doctor in The Young Ones.
What?
Okay. Dr. Graham Garden.
Oh, yeah.
Yes! Yes! Here we go. Now we got a game. Now we got a game. This is what Friday nights are about, parlour games. I've got a great one. I've got a great one that's going to blow you out of the water.
Has he got to be a medical doctor?
What are you thinking?
I am thinking of
Should I give you mine?
No.
Okay.
I'm thinking of Are you looking on Twitter?
No.
Now it's gone. You're
okay.
Reading. I can
no,
see
not.
You
I'm
reading.
Not reading. Well, okay. First of all, I'd like to say Dr. Phil.
But he's not a proper doctor.
Yes, he is. You can't go on telly and call yourself a doctor if you're not a doctor.
Well,
Dr. Phil's a doctor, isn't he? Dr. Pimple Popper?
She is a doctor.
Yeah.
I thought it was people that happened to be doctors before, not people that still are doctors.
He holds a doctorate in clinical psychology. OK, here's the one. Dr. Bruce Willis. Boom.
Really?
Yes.
All right, then, yes, if you're doing actual doctors, you can have the two doctors from Botched, Dr. Dubrow
and
Dr. Ratter.
But they're not... No, that doesn't count.
Why?
Because
they're actual doctors.
Right, okay.
If you're having Pimple Popper, you've got to have Botched.
Let me go to my friend Keith. Good evening, Keith.
Is that me? Good evening.
Good Nabend, man, here.
Yeah, I've got a big question for you.
Okie dokie.
Which is...
Yes?
You know everything that you're actually talking about. Do you have any evidence? Oh, is that too difficult a question?
I tell you, it is too difficult a question.
I bet it is.
Because it doesn't make any sense. Ask again, but this time, tell me what you're talking about, because have you got any evidence means nothing, you muppet.
Anything that you're talking about,
yes.
Do you have any evidence?
Yes, Graham Garden was a doctor. He's Dr. Graham Garden from the Goodies.
I totally agree.
Yes.
Because I was there with that man.
Okay. What have you been smoking tonight, Keith?
Only, what would you call it?
Heroin?
What are those things called?
Robots, vaping.
Yeah, a robot.
Yeah,
I've been smoking a robot.
Have you got a grown up there supervising you tonight, Keith?
I'm asking you a question.
Ask the question again. Away you go, sir.
Anything that you're talking about, do you have any evidence?
For what?
For anything that you're talking about.
Hang on a sec. Give me a specific.
You're really good at backing up people like, let's say, that Prince and...
You sure you're up to this, Keith?
Yeah, I'm up for it.
Okay, I'm really good at backing up people like Prince and what, David Bowie?
No. We're talking about Prince Harry,
yes.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And you were saying... Whatever you were saying.
You don't even remember, do you? It's not important in this conversation where you're challenging me about what I was saying. So carry on.
Anything that you're saying has to be challenged easily.
Well, please challenge it. You can't even remember anything I said. So you can just challenge me.
You've got no evidence, have you?
For what?
Exactly.
That's a fair point.
You got me there, Keith. Yeah. No, I haven't got any evidence for it because it was primarily opinion-based, the monologue at the start of the show.
Oh, is it opinion? It's not fact-based, then.
Well, no, it's primarily opinion.
Oh, it's only opinion. It's not fact.
Do you know the difference between words? You know that some words mean some things and other words mean other things.
I have an intelligence IQ higher than you.
Oh, you
win. Oh, no, mine is... what is yours? What is your IQ?
It's about 125.
Oh, mine's 126.
Excuse me, could I see the evidence?
Oh, well done.
Yeah, where's the evidence, Keith?
I'm not seeing it now.
Where's the evidence, Keith?
Do you want to go to Mensa?
Not with you, mate. You sound like a weirdo.
Well, you sound like a weirdo yourself.
Well, you sound like a bigger weirdo.
You two really are very intelligent.
The fact is, you've got a nice little pedestal to talk from.
Yeah, it's a radio show and you're allowed to phone up, and you are, but try and say something interesting and coherent.
Okay, give me your evidence.
For what? Tell me one thing I said that you want evidence for.
Mate, nothing that you say is evidence back.
But what? You don't remember what I said by your own admission, you lunatic.
A lot of what you were saying was a question, Ian.
Yes. I think Keith is fast asleep. We're talking about woke. This guy's taken some Mogadon.
Keith, I'm more woke than you, boy.
Okay, mate. You, I tell you what, I'll say stuff and then you keep saying you're more it than me, okay?
Okay.
Because it's a great way to insult someone. Right.
Ask the question.
Okay. Give me one example of... Tell me one thing I said that you want evidence on. It's a tough question, I know, Keith, but you did bring the subject up, so I kind of thought you might have had something prepared.
I'm just laughing at your opinion because that's all it is.
Yeah, it's an opinion. That you disagree with. Why do you disagree with it? Do you like belittling? Keith?
Your opinion,
yes?
Which is pretty much irrelevant because everybody's got
But yet you're listening.
I heard you.
Okay, what's your opinion?
About what?
About Harry and Meghan.
Well, About the monarchy in general?
No, no. About Harry and Meghan, like I asked, specifically.
Harry and Meghan. Meghan is beautiful. She's a very beautiful woman.
Ooh, that sounds sleazy coming from you. So give us an opinion that isn't sleazy.
Well, tell me why.
Because you sound like a very dirty man.
Really?
Yeah, that's my opinion. That's my opinion. From my pedestal, I am giving the opinion that you sound like a dirty man.
That's your opinion.
Thank you. I bet I could back it up with facts as well.
Go on.
If I came round and took a picture of you.
Go on.
So try and give us your opinion on them that isn't sleazy. No, what do you think about the situation?
I'm asking you to then come round and take a picture of me.
Oh, that's weird. Why would I want to come round and take a picture of you, Keith?
Because you suggested it.
Yeah, well, you went through with it. I don't want to come round and see a picture of you, take a picture of you.
That makes you a rather perverted person.
No, it doesn't. You're the one that invited me to round to your house.
Pictures
of Keith,
me.
You invited me round to your house to take
no,
pictures of you. Yes, you did. You literally just did. And that's a fact. And I've got evidence to back it up. You just said it.
You want to take pictures of me.
This is great. Oh, it's like, it's like kicking a half-dead puppy. It's just too easy. So, Keith, try again. What's your, what is, I obviously Listen, said something that upset you, you disagreed
really
with.
You want to take pictures of me, yeah?
Oh.
Okay, I let the picture thing go, Keith. You're obsessed, my friend.
No.
What
suggested that you want to take pictures of me?
What opinion?
In my house?
Do me a favor. Do me a favor. Put the cat the tinny down.
Why would I do you a favor?
Put the tinny down because you're slurring and you're embarrassing yourself.
Why would I do you a favor?
Because you're a decent human being, Keith, like we all are. So That's your opinion. What did I say that upset you so much, Snowflake? You're obviously upset. You're obviously upset. You're feeling a little cucked, a little. You're melting a little bit in the heat. So what did I say, Snowflake, that triggered you?
I'm laughing at you.
But I don't hear you laughing.
Do you not?
Let me hear you laugh.
I'll see you.
You off? Is that it? Keith?
My friend.
Yes?
I want your evidence.
For what? That you're a weirdo?
You have none.
For what, Keith?
For your opinion.
You don't have evidence for opinions. They're opinions.
And your opinion is?
That you're a numpty. Thanks for your call, Keith. 0344 499 1000. There's the podcast. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.